A losing BC Conservative candidate has officially filed a petition in BC Supreme Court claiming alleged election irregularities in the October provincial election. Hanveer Singh Randhawa, who lost Surrey Guildford by 22 votes to New Democrat Gary Begg following a judicial recount, filed a petition at the new Westminster Supreme Court Monday, January 13, that asks the Supreme Court of British Columbia to declare Begg's election invalid under Section 150 of the Election Act. The petition details Randhawa's efforts to obtain information from Elections BC about who voted in Surrey Guildford and the delays he encountered. It also lays out details about 18 alleged non-resident voters and two cases where it's alleged that an individual voted twice under slightly different names, as well as going into detail about Randhawa's previous allegations that voting at Argyle Lodge, a mental health facility in Surrey, may have been carried out improperly. The petition is between Hanveer Singh Randhawa and respondents Anton Bogman, the chief electoral officer, Rana Mali, the district electoral officer, Surrey Guildford MLA Gary Begg, and candidates Kabir Kurban and Manjeet Singh Sahota. Begg, Kurban and Sahota, along with Randhawa, ran in the October 2024 provincial election in the Surrey Guildford riding. A response to the petition must be filed within 21 days if the respondents were served the petition in Canada. Randhawa is also seeking to recover any costs related to the petition. Within meaning of the Supreme Court civil rules, if the court declares that an election is invalid under S.150. According to the petition, on October 29, Randhawa emailed the district electoral officer for a copy of the voter participation list that included certification containing mail-in votes, assisted telephone votes and special absentee ballots. Randhawa was told to forward his request to Election BC, which he did. Elections BC denied his urgent request for the list, citing the preparations for upcoming judicial recount as the reason, but said legal counsel would follow up with Randhawa. Minka Sull, counsel for Elections BC, told Randhawa via email to not contact Elections BC, including the district electoral officer, about any request for material related to the recount. Randhawa's lawyer, Sharon White, asked for a copy of the list during the judicial recount application and was told they would have to wait until the judicial recount was over. Randhawa emailed Elections BC on November 10 after the judicial recount was over. He received a reply from Sull that stated while his request is allowed, it is not mandatory for Elections BC to provide the requested information. Furthermore, he was asked to explain why he need the list and why on a urgent basis. Randhawa replied to Sull that day and explained why this information was needed right away. He provided a detailed explanation outlining the Elections Act sections as per which he had time limitations to bring court petitions. Since Begg won by only 22 votes, Randhawa said he wanted to verify the voters' participation in the election of Surrey Guildford riding to eliminate any concerns of wrongdoing. He followed up with Sull again on November 19, then on November 22 he received the final voter participation list with voter ID numbers only. This list did not contain all the information that he had requested, such as how the vote was cast. He claims that receiving the list with only voting IDs and without the requested categories hampered and delayed his efforts in finding the contraventions. Randhawa stated he found a significant number of contraventions as to materially affect the outcome of the election in the Surrey Guildford electoral district. He stated he likely would have found more contraventions of voters if he had been provided the information in a timely manner and without the time restraints put on by the court. Randhawa also filed a formal complaint with Elections BC to investigate the votes cast at Argyle Lodge, a mental health facility in Surrey, which he said may have been carried out improperly under Section 150 of the Election Act. Elections BC has also announced a review of the allegations following a complaint from Randhawa. Randhawa's petition to the court centers on two named residents of Argyle Lodge, whose statements say they were not aware of the October 19 provincial election and did not know what a mail-in ballot was or how to get one. It says both residents had limited familiarity with English and that both were told by a staff member to mark a cross in a box on their mail-in ballots. Both said they felt rushed and, under duress, when casting their vote and worried that they would be mistreated or abused by staff members at the lodge if they did not follow their instructions, according to the petition. The petition goes on to question the cognitive abilities of many of the residents of the lodge, suggesting the reasonable likelihood of undue influence or outright ballot manipulation in the voting process. The claims in the petition have not been tested or proven in court. With files from Wolfgang Deppner and Sobia Momann.